The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Faith Unscripted, a weekly radio show here on WRCR on all things related to faith and spirituality. I'm your host, Pastor Rich Hasselbeck of the Clarkstown Reformed Church at 107 Strawtown Road in West Nyack. I am happy to be with you today, as I am happy to be with you every Tuesday for our show. And here we go. My comical sidekick, Vince, is not able to make it today, so I'm flying solo. So all of your calls are welcome, because I don't have Vince to talk with, so I need you more than ever. And our number is 845-429-1700. That's 845-429-1700. So if you have any insights, questions, observations, concerns, anything at all related to faith, either personally or in your church or in the larger public square, please reach out and give us a call, and I would be happy to discuss it with you. I don't promise to have any answers, but I do promise that we will have a lovely discussion. So please give us a call. It's always great to hear from you. And let me just update you on some things that are happening at the Clarkstown Reformed Church, because you might want to be a part of one or more of our activities. So, on the last Saturday of this month, and I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I can't tell you exact. Oh, wait, yes, I do over here. It's the 26th of June. At 11:30 in the morning, we will be having a healing service. Now, what you may be asking yourself is a healing service. It is a time for collective and personal prayer for healing. Jesus, when he walked among us, was a great healer. Of the many things we know about Jesus historically, we know that he had an amazing ability to heal people both mentally and physically. So his promise to his disciples is, you will do the same thing I have done and even more if you are faithful to me and to my name. So we try to be faithful to Jesus at the Clarkstown Reformed Church, and faithful to that, we continue his healing ministry. That means we pray that the Spirit will be with us. And more about the Spirit later, because we just celebrated the Feast of Pentecost in our church last Sunday. But the Pentecost is the day when we celebrate the descent of the Spirit upon the church. And because we have that Spirit, we believe that we would be remiss if we don't have some moments throughout our church year when we reach out to people in need of healing and offer prayer for healing. The Apostle James, in his letter, right at the end of his letter, encourages people who are sick in any way to reach out to the elders of the church, the presbyteroi in Greek, and ask for them their anointing and their prayers. And he says, the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So what we do at a healing service is we gather together in community and we pray. Jesus has also said that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. So we get two or three, Jesus is there in the midst of us, and we pray for healing. We pray collectively. We sing a few songs or hymns. We read from the scripture. We read from the Psalms. And we pray for healing. For what type of healing? Whatever type you like. This is player's choice. If you have a bum knee, we'll pray for your knee. If you have migraine headaches, we'll pray for your headaches. If you are depressed, we'll pray for your depression. If you're addicted, we'll pray for your addictions, that they may all be healed and lifted from you. So we do some collective prayer, but there's also a time when each individual person can, that's their choice, come forward. They don't need to say anything, and they just sit, and two or three of our healing ministers will anoint you if you're the person coming forward, we'll anoint with oil and then pray over that individual person, you as an individual person, and ask the Lord to heal whatever you have come to have healed. Now, keep in mind that what we know about healing in a faith context is that God heals first what God sees as needing to be healed most. So if you have come for your knee, but God sees all this bitterness in your heart, the bitterness will be healed first. So you might not get exactly what you're asking for, but you'll get exactly what you need. And that's our healing service. Lasts about half an hour, 40 minutes, and depending on how many people come. And this will be our third or fourth this year. They have been lovely and powerful services. So I would invite anyone. And it's not just for the members of our church. It's for anybody. God's healing and prayer works for everyone. So you can be a Catholic, you can be a Presbyterian, you can be a Lutheran, you can be a Baptist, you can be a Unitarian, you can be anything you want. You can still be prayed for at our healing service. So there are no entrance requirements. You just come as you are, and we'll pray for you as you come. And it's everybody's welcome. So please feel free to come. And that is the last Sunday of the month, the 26th of June. This it's a couple weeks from now, and it will be the service will be held right in the sanctuary of our church, which is at 107 Strawtown Road. Mark it on your calendar if you would like to come so you don't forget, and I will remind you again next week. We are also having Clarkstown Reformed Church Day at Boulder Stadium. Now, the Boulders haven't named the day for us, but we have. I have a bunch of tickets to the Boulders game on July 3rd. As a matter of fact, if anyone calls today and requests tickets, I will be happy to give you a couple of tickets so that you can join us. What's the reason this all started is our beloved vocalist, Ava Aston, will be singing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of the game. And when she told me that, something clicked in my mind, and I said, heck, we should all go to support you. And also to cheer for the Boulders, because they are our home team. You know, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. So I declared it Clarkstown Reformed Church Day at Boulder Stadium, and it has blossomed. We have a block of 70 tickets. If you come with us, we will start with tailgating in the Boulder parking lot. I just approved or ordered a sign, big thing, so you can find us. Clarkstown Reformed Church loves the Boulders, it says. We'll be hanging that on something, and that will be your key if you are joining us to find the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the sausage and peppers, and everything else that goes with a tailgate. So the tailgate starts at 3:30, and it is being hosted by our wonderful John Palumbo, who is a member of our church and an avid tailgater. He has perfected the manly art of barbecue and grilling. So John will be there in the parking lot starting around 3:30. The game starts at 6. If you come with us, you take your ticket to the wherever they have hats and shirts and things like that, and you get a Boulders hat. Then you can sit with us during the game. The only requisite is that you cheer very loudly when Ava finishes the Star Spangled Banner, and then we root for the Boulders. If it's a good day, it's great. If not, there's always the next game. And afterwards, because it's the 4th of July weekend, there will be extraordinarily good fireworks. So give us a call, and the tickets are yours for the taking, for the asking. I think, do we have a caller? We do. Caller, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Is this Lori?
No, this is Mary Ann.
Mary Ann, I'm sorry. I thought you were my friend Laurie.
No, but I've called numerous times before.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, I have half a voice.
Well, it's good to hear. The half you have is very nice.
You're hearing the good half right now.
What happened to the other half?
Sinuses.
It's the season, so it's the allergies.
Yes, definitely. By the way, I'm saying hello to you from Ron and Gracie. They hear you at like 7 in the morning, so they said, it's too early for us, so if you call in, tell Pastor.
Well, give them my best. I'm gonna miss Gracie today.
Yes, yes, yes. She'll be back soon. She'll be back soon. In fact, that's her birthday that weekend.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Special birthday, yeah. She's having a special birthday.
That is wonderful. Is she going to come to the game?
Well, do we have tickets?
I have tickets if she'd like to come.
Sure. There's one for me, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And so me and Ron and Gracie, that would be great.
So 3 tickets, or do you have somebody with you, too?
Okay, sounds great.
Do you need an extra ticket? Am I sending you 3 or 4?
4 would be great, yeah.
You got 4.
My husband can come.
We'll let him come. The only thing is he has to really scream, and it's, since you only have half a voice, he's got to have a voice and a half.
Well, I'll make sure I'll stand up and...
Okay.
I like watching the games. It's a nice field.
Well,
it really is.
It is.
And I understand. And who is singing?
Ava Aston. She sings.
Okay.
She sings at the Clarkstown Reformed Church, and here's a shameless plug: every Sunday at 10:30 at our service.
That's what I heard. So I'm anxious to hear her.
Absolutely wonderful. She is terrific.
Right. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So
she's
like
wonderful.
To hear it myself now.
Well, I'm going to play one of her songs a little bit later in the show, but it's great that you can be with us in person. You know, just for everybody, there are so. We spend so much time on those stinking devices of ours. You go in the house, you sit on the couch, you play with your iPhones or iPads, you watch television, and your mind turns to mush.
Well, I have to tell you, my grandson, who's 6, has a favorite book, and it's called The Couch Potato. it's serious. It's about a couch potato, a set potato, and he's got all the devices. He can click this, click that. He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay? The TV, the internet, you name it. And the power goes out, and then he realizes there's life outside.
Right.
And he gets into life. And he still uses the devices once in a while, but he discovers friends, nature. It's a really great book. It's called The Couch Potato. He's 6, and that's one of his favorite books.
Human beings need interaction.
Definitely.
They need to be. That's why this separating us during the pandemic was so damaging to so many people psychologically, because people need to be touched, they need
That's right.
to be close to each other, they need to talk to each other, or else you can die of loneliness.
You know, they also mentioned before the pandemic, there was something saying, oh, and schools are going to be going remote one sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. Well, look what happened. There's evidence that it's harmful. It's not helpful.
You know, one day, there's also evidence of this. One day in solitary confinement as a punishment can have lasting negative impact on a person's life.
Definitely.
Which is why it's considered torture.
Sure. Yes,
so,
I agree.
So
I agree.
We have the key to our own prison in a way. Get out of the house, breathe the fresh air, go up to Bear Mountain and have a real picnic with real people, come to a ball game, cheer with your friends, have lunch at Chick-fil-A, or better yet, at our tailgate, and be with other human beings.
That's right.
It's time for us to unplug, turn off, unplug, and go out and be real.
Right.
You know, don't read a book online. Read a book.
That's right.
And then talk. Join a book club. All sorts
right.
of stuff you can do. So going to a baseball game, and not just the Boulders game on the 3rd with us, but any game.
Right. I may be go seeing my son play tonight.
There you go. It's you're with people, and the Boulders games are so much fun because they're wholesome, and you get to breathe air and watch a nice game, and there are nice people there, and it's not being by yourself.
You know, I have to say, I was there last week. It was a senior day, and I figured just going to be a handful of people.
Yeah.
Well, when I got there, the place was packed. There was dozens and dozens of schools there, Teaneck and Yonkers and stuff. And I was very impressed with the kids. If somebody was just moving by, or oh, excuse me, they were very polite. They took care of the stadium. Then they had to leave a little early, I guess, to catch up, very orderly. And they were so excited when they got on the camcord. I guess that's what it's called, the cam camera?
Yes.
Right. And they were so excited about it, and it gave me joy just to watch them get excited. But it was a great day. Like I said, they were polite. They were enthused. They loved it, and they had a great time. And, you know, that was and the game was good, too.
That's good. That's terrific. Well, thanks for calling. Could you leave your address with Will when we go off and
I live right near the church if you want me to pass by and pick them up.
Oh, that's fine. That would be great. Well, I'm not going to be. I'm going to Pella, Iowa.
Okay.
Probably late this evening. I'm heading off to the airport.
But I'll give Will my address if that's...
Is that a grandchild I hear?
Yes. He'll be two.
God bless him.
He'll be two on the weekend.
You know, I love to hear children screaming in church because it says that there's life.
That's true. I have to say, my pastor had mentioned the same thing.
Yeah.
The baby's crying and everything. So be it. Let it be welcome.
Yeah. Maybe they be singing that loud in 20 years in the choir.
It could be. But okay, so I'll give Will my address, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing her.
And I'll get those tickets right out.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
When's Gracie's birthday?
I believe it's July 3rd.
Is it? Oh, we will fuss.
Yeah.
We will fuss. Okay.
Okay. I won't tell her you said that. Don't surprise her.
Keep it on the under your hat, as they say.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
And if anybody else is interested in tickets to the Boulders game on July 3rd, give us a call, and we can have a nice chat, and I'd be happy to send you tickets. Because Marianne sort of brought up the topic, I do want to talk about self-care a bit, because we need to take care of the person God created us to be, or else we will squander the life that we were given. Our bodies are temples of God's Spirit. The image of God is our creative gift. We were all made in that image. The Spirit of God resides within us, not in a tabernacle or a temple built of human hands, but within our own hearts is that which set the universe into orbit. So we have tremendous power at our disposal if only we unleash it. What stops us from unleashing it? Well, for the most part, our egos do. So one of the tricks to life, if you want to call it a trick, is becoming less egoistic. It's John the Baptist said of Jesus, when they met at the Jordan, John said to John's disciples, of me there must be less and less, of him more and more. And I think we can say that ourselves too, of me, of the I, of the person, the voice within me that wants, that craves, that needs, that wants to acquire, of that there must be less and less, so that of the Spirit of God within us, there can be more and more. So what does self-care mean concretely? One of the things it means is taking care of every aspect of our being as human. So what is it that makes a human being human? Well, part of it, isn't it, is our mental capacity. We are people who are able to think, to reflect, to will, to choose. John O'Leary, an author that I would like to talk about a little bit later, writes in the preface of his book, he writes, "You can't always choose the path you will walk in life, but you can always choose the manner in which you will walk it." So we don't get to choose some of the things that happen to us. because they just happened to us. I didn't choose the other day to fall down a set of steps and clunk myself on my shoulder. I still, I think that ends any hope I would have of playing for the Celtics. But beyond that, I didn't choose it, but I can choose what I make of it. I can choose not to be crabby about it. I can choose to find some humor in it. I can choose to let myself be a little bit more humble because of it. So I can choose what I make of my life, even though I don't always choose what happens to me in it. You know, if you lose your job, you don't choose that. I mean, the pink slip isn't something you wanted, but you can choose what you do next. And what you do next is very dependent on your attitude in this present moment. There are 2 days, and this is the Dalai Lama who said this, there are 2 days you can do nothing on, and that is yesterday and tomorrow. But today, you can do anything. You can make the meaning that is best for you. You know, today, things will happen that you don't expect, didn't anticipate. Maybe you'll like them, maybe you won't like them, but you can choose what to make of them because they are who you are, but what you make of them also creates who you are. So our choices mentally matter. And our mental acuity matters. So the more we think, the more we read decent books, the more we reflect on things, the more we research. Because, you know, not everything that is pitched to us as true is true. So we need to explore. We need to look at alternative sources, especially in this age when everything has become so partisan and political. I think we need to question everything. St. Paul says in one of his letters, test everything and retain what is good. So listen to it all, but listen to it with a testing mind, because when we are gullible, we will fall for anything. You know, explore. Not everything that we're told about the good, the bad, and the ugly is good, bad, or ugly. So use... As my mother used to say, we all need to use our heads for more than a hat rack. But our mental acuity depends on the use we make of our minds. You know, read books on all sorts of sources. I just picked up a book. I'm going to forget the title of it, so I'm sad that I'm going to forget it. But it's on time. It's by a physicist over in Oxford. And it's his second book on trying to understand what time is. Do I understand it well? No, I'm not really. I'm not a physicist, but I get enough of it to find it like a very intriguing work. And it pushes my mental ability because it's an area where I don't think in that often, so it's fun to do it. So test yourself. Stretch yourself mentally. Learn something new. Learn a language. There was, in fact, the author of this book, and again, I'm forgetting his name, when he was in graduate school, learned Russian as a hobby. Well, I'm not suggesting we learn Russian or Chinese or anything like that, but we could learn Spanish or French, or pick a language you don't speak, and start studying it. We can do it very cheaply, if not for free, online. There are loads of things you can learn with just a library card. And the will to learn it. A second aspect of our humanity is our spirituality, our spirit. And how do you deepen your spirit? Well, you deepen it by being in connection with the wisdom that lies at the heart of things. Now, I call that wisdom God. You can call it the wisdom that lies at the heart of things. Anything you care, you can call it George if you want. But there is something at the heart of everything that is, that's so much bigger, so much wiser, so much better than we are. How do you get in touch with it? And there are a few ways. One of them is to pray. Now, lots of people come, because I'm in the religion business, right? So lots of people come to me, I don't know how to pray. And to them I say, sure you do, try it. I mean, basically you get better at it as you become more comfortable with it, as with anything. But praying is simply conversing with God. And that means talking things over. How would you talk to a friend about what's going on today? You know, I have a friend who calls me pretty much every night, and she says, well, what'd you do today? And I tell her, because I know she's interested in my comings and goings and stuff like that. Well, how much more so is God interested in hearing our voices? Now, you may say, well, God knows everything. He knows what's going on in my life even better than I do. Why do I need to tell him? And to that, I would refer all of you who are parents or uncles or aunts to how you took joy in the words of a child as he or she began to learn them. I've got a little granddaughter, Tegan, and she's just beginning to learn to talk. And I listen to her words as she forms them. And I know some of the things that she's about to say, but I love listening to her. That's how God treats us. He loves listening to our voice. So prayer is talking to God. But in any conversation, if all you do is talk, you're missing half the action. Because to converse means to go back and forth with someone else. How do you converse when you're not talking? You listen. So part of prayer is taking moments of silence to allow your spirit to be moved. It's a little harder than just talking, because talking comes easily to most people. But listening is just silencing your heart and seeing what emerges. And testing it to see, is this the voice of God speaking to me or isn't it? And sometimes the voice of God doesn't come in an inspiration or in a word or verbally. Sometimes it does. But often it comes in some sign, some way that you are pointed in the right direction. John O'Leary, the author of the book On Fire, writes about prayer. He says, prayer is not so much, let me see if I can get the, not so much intended to change God, he writes, but to inform and inspire the next step of the individuals offering the prayers. So what do we, when we ask God for his intervention, what are we asking for? We're asking for guidance and inspiration on the next steps that we are to take in our life, in our day, in the moment. So listening to God is being aware of the promptings of God that emerge in the way our life unfolds. My experience has always been that when a door opens that I didn't expect to open, I should walk through it. When a door closes that I wanted to remain open, I shouldn't mind that it closed, because that's a way of God saying, I want you to go in a different direction. If you went through that door, you wouldn't be happy and you wouldn't be fulfilling my intended purpose for your life. So spiritual care is prayer. It's reading the sacred texts of your tradition. For Jews, it's the Bible. For Christians, it's the Old and the New Testament. For Muslims, it's the Quran. For others, every tradition I know of has a sacred text. Allow that text to speak to you. Allow the voice of the divine, which I believe is in some way in every sacred text. Allow the voice of the divine to come to you through the words of Isaiah, the words of Paul to the Corinthians, the words of Jesus that we hear in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, the words of Moses in the Torah. Listen to those words, because those are the words of life. And then meditate. Meditation is really taking the silence to a new level. It's calming your spirit. It's harder to learn, really, because we are so addicted to noise. in our life and in our world. We like to hear the television on. Of course, I understand you like to hear the radio on, because I'm not going to discourage that. But maybe I will when you meditate. Turn everything off. Find a peaceful, quiet place, and then just let yourself listen. Breathe in, breathe out. Avoid the distractions. If in your church there is probably a pastor or a rabbi who could serve as your spiritual director to help you get started with meditation, or there are loads of Wayne Dyer, the author, God rest his soul, he was very good on meditation. Many David Stendhal Rast, the Benedictine monk, and brilliant on meditation. Thomas Merton, God rest his soul, the Trappist monk, was probably the best spiritual writer of the 20th century, and he's deeply imbued with the Western tradition of meditation. And when he died, he was at a conference of with West Christian monks and Buddhist monks, all trying to discuss the meaning and the value and the power of meditation in their lives. So Thomas Merton would be a good author to read, and that goes back to your mental training. You know, read some stuff like that that deepens you. Novels are great, and I read them too, but spiritual and personal growth texts really have a tremendous value, and I recommend that every one of us on our bedstand should have something going in that area. Then, your body, right? Let's not forget what St. Francis of Assisi used to call brother ass, the body that doesn't always do what we tell it to or want it to, because we get old, we get fat, we get lazy, we get all sorts of stuff. And I was listening to Jeff and Will talking earlier in their show on how important it is to eat well, you know, to not be overweight and out of shape. And how do you do that? Well, you watch what you're eating. Now, I'm not a very credible source on this, because I like mint chocolate chip ice cream like the next guy. But it's so important to get on a regimen where you are eating what's good for your body. Think of food not as something to delight your taste buds. Think of food as medicine. It's the natural pharmacopoeia. You can either eat right and stay well, or eat wrong and get sick and then take all those pills. So and send the doctor's kid through Harvard. So eating well, and there are loads of ways to do it. I'm right now seeing a nutrition guy up in Spring Valley, Dr. Mark Ferraro, who's a chiropractor, but he also does a lot with nutrition, and he's amazing. So I found him very helpful. So thanks, Dr. Mark, if you're listening. But also exercise. You know, I have a bicycle in my study, and I call it the world's most expensive coat hanger, because I don't use it. So having all the elliptical thises and bicycles and all that junk, it's of no value at all if you don't get on the darn things periodically. So what I'm encouraging is eating well, exercising, and really exercising. I asked Dr. Ferraro if walking the dog counts for exercise, and he didn't think it did. So on the bike I am going to get. But also, part of self-care is breaking away from the digital world that we all are making for ourselves, the world of iPhones and iPads and televisions and getting into what one author calls the analog world. And the analog world is book clubs where people come together and talk about real books in real time. And it's also going to church and being with real people there. It's finding sources of community, because the human person, as a human person, needs to be in community. We are social animals. As I mentioned earlier, people can die of loneliness. If people aren't don't feel human touch, don't see another human being and interact with him or with her, then we begin to fall apart humanly. So I'm encouraging all of us to find sources of community, to find places where we can go and be with other people who will stimulate our minds, stimulate our emotions, where we will feel cared about and even loved. And those communities are, you know, first and foremost, our families, but then our neighborhoods, our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, places where people gather to be human together. And that ability to share in our nature as humans, in our human being, is essential to our well-being. And so, please, you know, this Sabbath coming up, the Sabbath, whether your Sabbath is a Saturday or a Sunday or a Friday, go and be with folks who you can care about and pray with and sing with. Singing, by the way, does great things for the heart. So use your voice. And one of the only places I know where you can sing in public, well, bars, of course, that do karaoke, and churches where they sing hymns and psalms. And go and sing your heart out. You know, don't be afraid if you're off key. Everybody else is too. And just enjoy yourself and be in the moment. People spend, waste a lot of time worrying about later or perseverating about what happened yesterday. Yesterday's over. What's going to happen later hasn't happened yet. Why worry about it? The moment you are living in is the moment you have now. So it is now that you need to live. Be present to that moment. You know, when you are at worship, for example, don't just be there. Be present. Be attentive. If they're using incense, smell it. If there are candles, enjoy the flickering of the flame. If there's singing, sing your heart out. If there are prayers, listen and pray those prayers together with whoever is praying them out loud. You know, if there's a sermon or a reflection, listen to it. And listen to it with an open heart and with ears attuned to the voice of God as God's voice may speak to you. Because if all you're doing is sitting in a pew worrying about later, then you might as well not be there. So be present to the moment of worship. Be present to the moment when you're with your children. You know, when you're with your children, when you hear them laugh, when you listen to their ideas as they share the day with you, be there with them. Don't worry about when you're going to do the wash. We have another caller. So, other caller, how are you? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Patty from Pearl River.
Patty, you've called before. You had a sick friend.
Yes, and that's part of the reason I'm calling is I haven't had a chance to call and listen to your show as well as all the wonderful shows that RCR has.
Thank you.
I have it on in the background when I'm working.
I know your friend is on our prayer list, so her name every Sunday.
Linda, thank you so much. And to tell you the truth, she's doing so miraculously better than she was, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with
everybody's prayer. I will take credit for that, you know.
Please do. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, and anyone who's, you know, been included in praying for her, because it's, wow, I mean, I'm shocked and so excited for her.
But God is great.
He is. And I'm actually calling
now. And prayer matters.
It does. I totally believe that. And now, if it's not too much, I'd love to have my mom included in your prayer list.
Sure. What's her name, Patty?
Well, she's Pat. And she's been off the last 10 days with this COVID pneumonia. And she's got a lot of other health issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, but... And, you know, she's 88 and a half. And
God bless her.
Things are not, her prognosis isn't good either. But like I said, the power of prayer is amazing. And it would just be, it would help me to know that, you know, she can have as many prayers as she can get at this point.
I will get her right on our prayer list.
Thank you.
And let's pray for her right now. Could we do that?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So if everybody in our audience would join with us. Creator God, we lift up Pat, and we ask you to fill her with the healing love of your son, Jesus. As your son was a great healer, so his spirit remains a great healer. And let that healing love now touch Pat and restore her and bring her back to health and to Patty and to all the people who love her. Creator God, we know that you work all things for the good of those who love you. And we pray that your will is that Pat will be restored and returned to Patty and to all who love her in the best of health. Guide her physicians. Guide her nurses, guide her technicians, guide all the people in the hospital who are caring for her to do the right thing, to do your will for her, to give them knowledge beyond their human knowledge so that they will treat Pat with the best of treatments and give her the best of therapies and avoid things that would harm and hurt her. Send your angels to be with her, build a wall of protection around her, and guard her in the hospital and bring her home safely and soon. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thanks, Patty.
And thank you for remembering about my friend. I think that's... Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
And I've been hesitating to call this whole show because, fortunately, I haven't had to answer the phone at the office. And so I've been able to listen, and your messages are always just so meaningful, and so it just hit you right where, I mean, we need to be,
reminded
of things. It's really, I get so much out of your show. I mean, like I said, I get a lot out of all the different shows for different reasons, but after your show, I feel so much better, and you're calming, demeanor, everything's just so... It's wonderful. But so you continue the wonderful work you're doing, and I appreciate all you've done already. So.
Patty, thank you so much. All the credit goes to God.
Well, okay, but you through God, it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, you have a great rest
Thanks.
Of your day.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, bye now.
Bye. So please out there, remember Patty's mom, Pat, as well as Linda. Let's give thanks also to God for Linda's recovery and ask for that to continue. So thank you so much. And I think we're getting yet another call. Is that us? We are checking to see if this is a call for us. It is. Caller, how are you? Oops.
Got to turn down your radio just a little bit. Getting a big, big echo.
Bruce the Moose.
Bruce the Moose, how are you?
Fine.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm, too. I want you to speak to me.
I'm not getting you, Bruce.
What tickets?
You want tickets to the show, to the game?
Yeah.
How many? One for you and one for your lovely wife?
Yeah, two.
Count on them. And I even know your address.
You have a mailbox?
If you leave, why don't you leave the mailbox number with Will, and I'll get those tickets right out. Okay. God bless. I think they're gone. Always good to hear from Bruce LaMoose. Bruce LaMoose is one of the beloved members of the Clarkstown Reformed Church. He's not able to get there as much as he'd like, but he is a great guy, and that was his wife Anne Marie with him, and we love them both. Thanks for calling, and we'll get you your tickets as long as you root for the home team, because if they don't win, it's a shame. I did want to play a song by Ava Aston because she's amazing, and she wrote this song, "We the People," and so I'd like to share it with you. And this is Ava Aston. She's with us at the Clarkstown Reformed Church every Sunday. 10:30 is our service. Come there if you have no place else to go for a faith church family, and we would love to have you join us. And here she is. This is the first time I've ever used something from Google, so let's see if it works. Here goes.
We the people.
That is the incomparable Ava Aston singing a song that she wrote herself, We the People, about the importance of all of us being involved in the community in which we live, because we are responsible for who we become as a community, as a local community, as a state community, and as a nation. So we the people, if we do not act according to the lights of our own conscience, informed by our faith, then we cede the field to those who have no conscience because they have no faith, or have no faith, not to suggest that people who do not believe are devoid of conscience. But, as Nietzsche said, those, without God, Nietzsche said, all things are permitted, which means that we become the sole arbiter of our own behavior. And as you may have figured from all the bad news that's been coming across our screens for the past couple of years or more, when left to our own devices, the human being can be a very vicious person. And life can become, as Hobbes once called it, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. So when we have faith, we have better life, better communities, and those of us who have faith need to use it both personally and in the public sector. God bless you. Thank you for being with us, and come back next week when we are coming to you from Pella, Iowa.
AM 1700 WRCR, Haverstraw.